The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen around the world. I welcome those persons who are watching and listening around the world on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. There are 400 persons just watching the show now from all over the place and different platforms. We are talking about those who are listening, I said, on the way from home, and those who, as I say, listening around the world. Track World is available in several platforms, as I say, and we're on our way to the 500th episode of Track World, and I thank our listeners and pray that God gives me the opportunity to be here at the 500th episode. My co-host is none other than Philippa Arnett, and our valued and knowledgeable coach, Corrington Maycock. Welcome, Corrington. And how was your day today?
My day was awesome today, Hawk, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here to sit with the esteemed Philippa Arnett and yourself.
Well, Track World is brought to us by Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, AFD Management Services, on Pairdale. The CEO is Freeman DeVoe, and their business is none other than oil and energy. My other sponsor is Vaughn L. Cullman Associates and Brokers. And Kalina Insurance is where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. Boy, I was a little bitty baby in those years. And that's right, Corrington?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, my daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner, and we are an A-team. And A is for Alpheus, and the other A is for Alexis Hanna. And I can be contacted at 432-9961, and Alexis Hanna can be contacted at 432-467-0372. And now we will take a little break. No, we don't need to go to a little break. Because we have things to do. Tell us what you feel about today.
In which manner? No, I'm happy to be alive.
Yeah,
definitely,
general,
for sure.
General,
good evening,
general,
everyone.
Yes, yes. This is a special time in life.
It is. We're 2 days from election.
Oh, yeah.
But we have one of our greatest coaches from the B3A's here with us today, who I can honestly say that I have watched. I've watched him come up. I remember when he started the one of the first field-throwing soul events. Clinics and sports days. And, you know, that was a first. And Corentin has been around now for a while. And we've seen the succession, Alpheus, with his athletes. They are junior record holders in every aspect of the field. And so we definitely have a phenomenal coach here with us today. He's definitely, too, a joker. Joker.
Corentin, I always remember when you started to come and you said you were coming to the show and you had some people all the way out in California. That's the area that my brother went to school. What's the name of it now? Where he wanted to go to school.
Fresno State.
Yeah, he wanted to go to Fresno and he wound up at Iowa State. Afterwards. I saw something that Keith Parker had. I can't remember how long ago that was, but your name was in there prominent.
With Keith Parker?
Keith Parker, yeah.
Yeah. I took over for Keith at Queens College for throwing. I think it was 2009. I took over for Keith at Queens College.
And before I forget it, Keith's birthday is today.
Oh, wow. Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Parker.
Today,
that's right. Happy birthday, Mr. Parker.
That is more. That is, I want to just remind you, Alexis has a ton of them. I've decided to introduce track and field people who have passed. And this is one of them.
Okay.
His name is, we call him Hector, out of Bimini. Let me tell you what he did. This was in a meet in Jamaica, and he ran so well in the first lap. And there are two Jamaicans who tripped him. So that was the end of that. So he did 152. Who broke his record? We could say that now.
In the 800?
In the 800, yes.
Bahamian?
Yes, Bahamian. And you know them well. Michael Ambrister.
Oh, for real, Coach Ambrister?
Yeah, he was, well, he and Fabian and all of them, remember, they went out of the West Coast. They went out of South, you know, of the West Coast.
Awesome.
And, he was really.
Well, that's phenomenal because, you know, Mike is still running. And he's still competing in the Masters division. And he's competing competitively Masters.
You know what the joke was? He beat our good friend. My good friend, the triple jumper. The triple jumper who had the record before the record is set now.
Steve Hanna?
No, not. I'm talking about world person. World person, yeah. A world person. Willie Banks.
Oh, really?
Beat Willie Banks in the, you know, they
Michael did?
Michael did.
At what championship?
No, they have the, what do you call it? The, not the senior, the...
Masters.
Oh, okay.
And what is so interesting, again, is our man who passed, the Mr. Starter.
Roderick Pinder?
No. He passed. He was on the Defense Force with...
Roosevelt.
Yeah, he was one of the... He got the opportunity to be a starter.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Aimed at something else.
Yeah. Awesome.
So this fella is Julian Brown. And what is so interesting is that two fellas went to Rome with Tommy Robinson. When they were in Rome, the only thing Tommy was hearing, everybody was hearing, was Clay. Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay, that's right.
Years later he became. And then he wound up going to train. They're the Dundee boys, I think, in South Florida, in that area. And he fought Patterson, I think. long years ago. Patterson?
Yes, Alfred.
And well, I've been around for a long time. Don't blame me.
Yeah.
I am closer in age to your daddy, daddy, my brother. No, but the thing is that Cassius Clay,
mm-hmm.
he just beat Patterson and a number of other people. And, you know, as time went on, you know the story of
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali is
mm-hmm.
really something else.
Yes.
But this fella was more than good. And as I say, this young man, he competed at the in Vancouver. This is from Vancouver to Athens, and it's really something else. There's only one man who's left now, and that is Cyril Peepsight. Johnson, Cyril Peepsight Johnson. So what I wish to do is just have a break, and then I want you to have your thoughts and your saying and why you've been so good, my brother. And
why you've been so good.
I'll make an attempt.
Coach Maycock.
Yes.
I'll make an attempt.
You've done an excellent job, though.
Thank you.
For the sport.
So what I wish to do is ask people to just... you can call in, and the number to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line powered by none other than BTC is 422-4796. I'm a numbers man.
We know.
You know what a 4796 is? The numbers for the 400 hurdles.
Make up the
400 hurdles. You had a Cuban fella
who
did that kind of number, 4796, and he is one that went from Cuba to one of those countries, you know,
Estonia.
Estonia. Little
one of our places.
One of those.
Yes. Yes, so we can now take a break, and then we're going to start talking.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And before we have Corrington go on, Philippa is going to just say something.
Oh, well, we just wanted to say a special, support. We want to send support on behalf of the B3As and all of our track and field community to Coach Rupert Gardner, who's in recovery right now from surgery. So we want Rupert to know that we are here with you, behind you, and wishing you a very speedy recovery. Also, on behalf of Bankers Athletics Association, we want to say a special bye-bye You know, we will miss him. Rest in peace to Burton Drew Saunders.
Oh, man.
He got buried today. You know, he was...
Who was he?
Burton Saunders was... He was heavily involved in the... Softball. He played with the police team, and he also played in Bankers with British American Financial.
Okay.
Very, you know, was always like a leader on all those teams. So, you know, they laid him to rest today, and he is, you know, with COVID, of course, you know, you can't have the numbers that you would have, but we know that definitely it would have been very heavily supported should it not have been COVID.
Boy,
so rest in peace to Burton Juice Saunders.
Very, very good fellow.
Yeah.
So how did you start in track and field?
Well, I was an athlete with the Bayonetown Flyers back in the day.
where did you live? Actually, we're pioneers, so
that's right. So you gotta tell us.
I have my sympathy. I was
competition is good.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Leroy Thompson, C.I. Gibson.
Leroy's still around.
One of a kind.
That's
yes.
Right.
One of a kind.
Yes.
So he first got me into it, and went into Bayonetown, and then after a while, I ended up in the hands of Ronald Cartwright.
Okay.
We used to call him white folks.
Yeah, still white folks.
But
white
hold on, folks. Wait. In characters, though, he went from one extreme to the next.
Yeah.
Two great coaches, but
Conkin Joe.
Exactly.
So I went off, finished high school in Chicago, did my thing, went into American football, came back home, and Cartwright harassed me for years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, come help me. I need the help, blah, 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 so forth. So I started with Cartwright in the year 2000.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he...
21
he,
years.
Yeah, he groomed me very well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he has.
Yes. So he did an excellent job with that. And after I just went into... I started my club in 2000, end of 2015, November.
Okay.
Blue Chip Athletics. And I would say it was a rough time, I guess. But before that, like Philippa mentioned, I started a camp, throwing camp, because we were doing really, really bad.
When it
comes to like Crift and all that. And some years we blanked, no medals at all.
Mm-hmm.
And in my time, you know, Cartwright would have been
different
15
thing.
Medals, 13 medals,
different thing.
Breaking records. You never saw less than probably 10 medals in the field events. And that's just throws I'm talking about. And we just went downhill. So, you know, it was, I guess, putting on a program to bring throwing back. So we started the camp in 2015 with the Smiths from California. And I must say, she did an excellent job.
How did you connect with them?
I remember you coming on the show with them as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We met at Penn Relays.
Oh, Penn Relays.
Yeah.
So they came east.
Yeah. Well, actually, she was at Appalachian State first.
Okay.
Before she went to Fresno. So I knew her from then.
Mm-hmm.
So we started the camp, and every year we had it up until COVID. COVID is the reason why we stopped. Because we still would have had it the last 2 years. But they would come for 2 weeks. The kids would come, very knowledgeable. They learned a lot. We invited coaches. We had the coaches come in. And it just took off from there. And from then, you just saw throwing just get better. And better and better and better.
And more kids becoming involved. Because it was really, track and field was, at least here in this country, it was more like, if you're in a sprinter, you really have to be dedicated to just go on the field and no one give you any attention. But that has definitely changed.
Yes,
that has definitely changed.
So I said, when I started my club 2015, I started with four kids.
Who are they?
Jordan Lewis, Latia Saunders, Acacia Aswood, who came from Spreading, never knew anything about throwing.
Aswood.
And
very few Aswoods.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember McCoy.
Okay.
So
McCoy?
Yeah, we didn't do anything that year.
Okay.
We blanked out at Crift the Trials.
Okay.
So the following year, I had like 20.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I went on the recruiting rampage.
Mm-hmm.
That was the year of Curacao, 2017.
Never went there.
Yeah, but nice. It was a nice trip.
Alphys, you missed the place.
No, you can't go every place.
What?
I found out. I found out later on in life.
How did that happen?
That we were going to Guadeloupe or Martinique, one of those places, mm-hmm, maybe Guadeloupe. Guess how much it cost to go there? $800. I went with my family, with all of them, mm-hmm, to Florida, and we had a great time. We saw Tutankhamun. How often do you see Tutankhamun?
Not often. Yeah. Not at
so,
all.
So now in life, I'm not going to any of those southern places. Mm-hmm. I only have one place I want to go the rest of my life,
mm-hmm,
is...
Where have
World
you
Championships,
not been?
World Championships.
You want to go next year? Where is it? World Championships?
Next year. Of course. Everybody got to go to
it. But Alphys, do you know that those tickets are gone? Not to take it away from Corinton right now, but do you know that the grand seat tickets are gone already?
That's why Rob said he and what's the name, Henry, here? He was going to try to...
To all of our listeners, if you've never experienced track and field and the World Championships is the closest that we could possibly ever have it,
yeah,
it's in Eugene, Oregon next year.
That's a must go.
Yeah, we did have.
You could make, even just to be in the area, it's similar to Penn Relays for college. So even if you're not competing, you just want to be in that mix.
Well, I said if I'm not selected as a coach, mm-hmm, I'm definitely going.
You're going to try.
But the World Championships were in... in Canada, remember?
Correct.
Oh, and that was something else. Mm-hmm, that was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That's where we did some things.
Correct.
Yeah, we did some things.
But definitely, I think next year, though, given all of the athletes that and the performances that we saw this year at the Olympics, Alphys,
mm-hmm,
World Championships next year is going to be...
That's for another discussion.
Yeah. Yes, a whole next one. Back on Corinton.
Back on Corinton. No, in terms of... How do I'm sure you have some tricks. You don't need to tell us the tricks. No, I'm talking about what you do.
Well,
as a coach, you don't need to let everybody know business.
Well, guess what?
So tell us the things that you can tell us.
It ain't even the tricks. Uh-huh. You know, the main thing is you find kids that mm-hmm want to work.
Yeah.
And the code of conduct for my club is school, college.
Okay.
And I let them know, if you qualify for a scholarship, you qualify for every team.
That's right.
Yeah.
And national team, junior team.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That you can go on.
Yes.
So the main thing is we focus on getting a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. If you come to me, and any of my athletes can tell you this, you come to me and say, coach, I want to join your club. The first thing I'm going to ask you, why?
Okay.
And if you mention Carifta or I'm going to go to BAISS, I'll tell you no.
Oh, wow.
So give
us a date.
Go ahead.
You go ahead, Alphys.
No, the question is, you're specific in training.
Regiment.
I went to St. Bernard's. That's where I started out, okay, a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
Father Marston Peters and
exactly,
all of that.
Exactly.
So what happened is that when I went there, the coach was Charlie Wright. B.J. Norris was there, and a whole Tom, the Bird, Grant, and all of them, and a number of other people I tend to forget, but they were right up there. And guess what? We had meetings on Sunday. Now, I am from Carew Street in the Valley, and I would walk from there on my bicycle,
mm-hmm,
all the way to your church.
To St. Joseph.
St. Joseph.
Boyd Road. That's where everybody was. Father Massey and Peters.
And in the meetings, they would say, you can't do this, you shouldn't do that, and this and the next thing. So guess what? When I went home, I always tell mommy what coach say. Well, we say, well, who this man is anyhow? But the point is that coaches frame the thoughts and the success of athletes.
Yeah.
Yep.
More than anybody else.
Yes.
Well, you know.
How do you find that?
Well, I'll take you back from dealing with kids that... Well, you have to change the culture. Let me just put it that way. And
what do you mean when you say that?
Well, first, you had... When we had that drought,
mm-hmm,
you had kids that wasn't dedicated.
Right.
You had a limited amount of throws.
Mm-hmm.
And to change that, I had to go into the schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, they call it the tough recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people are like, man, you only take in from QC. It wasn't that.
Right.
I saw QC kids. I saw the talent they had.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started to branch out. Mm-hmm. The SOCs and the government schools and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But
When they come to me, with the government school. No, finish off and then go back
there. When they come to me, you can't come to me playing. You have to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't miss my practices. Because other than that, you're wasting my time and you're wasting your teammate time.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. So, but all in all, I've been blessed with a lot of great talent.
You have.
And I must say that.
You have.
And the kids right now, especially the ones that left, they set a precedence for the ones behind them.
Rima.
You ain't coming playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about some of the athletes you've had in the last 10 years and then go up to where you are now.
Well, I have to keep it within blue chips. So that's a
yes, yes, yes. Well, of course, yeah, yes.
Yes, of course.
I can't go back to that part. But I had Akasia Aswin.
Mm-hmm.
She came from Sprinting, from Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Pauline telling me that she was crying for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Not two weeks or two months.
Yeah.
When Pauline said, no, you have to go to my cousin to start throwing.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But in a year.
She did well.
She went from a sprinter
mm-hmm.
to a bronze medalist at Corifto.
Okay.
Yes.
And then probably 14 months,
mm-hmm.
she went from a sprinter with no scholarship to a thrower
with a scholarship.
With a lot of scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Latia Sanders, who of course went to Corifto, won gold. And the year before, she used to come second and third
mm-hmm.
and all that in javelin. And she made, I mean, a huge leap as far as participation. Now I have Rima Otebo,
mm-hmm.
who broke junior national record in the javelin.
Sweet.
Keyshawn Strawn, who in one event, in two throws, he broke the junior national record and the senior national mm-hmm. record in javelin.
Okay.
Alfie, that was interesting. Just to put a pin there for a second at senior championships, he was throwing, and every time he threw, he was breaking his record.
I saw that at the nationals.
What is going on?
Yeah,
every time. So yes.
Yeah. So right now he's starting his college visits. He has five of them, and on November 1st, he will select the college of his choice. But Raymond's at FIU.
Yes.
And then
I took over.
With Serena, coaching her. So I'm in between with her coach.
Serena.
And Serena's moving. She's moving to where now?
She's at Florida, University of Florida.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's where she was at
Iowa.
Correct.
Iowa,
yeah. Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So those three right now, and including Taraj Hudson, who broke the discus junior record.
Okay.
So I had 1, 2, 3, probably but 4 national records that was set this year from the athletes that I coach.
This is September.
Mm-hmm.
You started yet, or are you going
to
start
in November?
I started two weeks ago.
They got some time off.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond and Keyshawn got a month off because we just came back from Africa.
That's right, that's mm-hmm. right.
So they won't start till September 27th.
So you're still coaching Reba,
yes.
even though she's at
yes.
FIU?
Yes.
Okay, great, great.
So we're in plans for Olympics right now.
Okay.
So that's 3 years out.
That's right.
So it's just a matter of just hitting targets until we lead up to Olympic trials. So that'll be with Serena Brown, Rima Otebo, Keyshawn Strong, and Taraj Hudson.
So what's a daily routine for one of the athletes like a Keyshawn Strong? What's a daily routine for him with you
well,
with your coach regimen?
We have the weight program,
that's
which
right.
I'm strong on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Right now we're at 4 days in the weight room. and conditioning is only Saturdays. Conditioning and technique. Mm-hmm. That goes 4 hours on Saturday.
Okay.
And then they have 2 days off. So that's with him, he has his workout for the next probably 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so does Rima.
Okay.
So I don't have to babysit them. So but I might focus on the other ones now.
We've had just one person, as I remember, Laverne in
Laverne
the,
Eve,
in
that's
the,
right.
In the, her.
Javelin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No other woman, I think.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You are right.
Well, Rima have her eyes set on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This year. Well, next season.
Mm-hmm.
By June, July, she wants to break that record.
Yeah. And how far you think she is off it right now as it stands?
I would say probably, well, she threw 55.
Right. So she's we know she's talented.
Right.
Definitely.
In practices, she could probably go 58.
Okay.
So I would give it about 4 to 5 meters. So with a good weight session for next year, mm-hmm. and critiquing her technique a little, I told her I'd give her 61 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I gave her 2 years, but Rima is feisty, and she's a go-getter. She don't take no for an answer.
Now, there is a man called Keith Barker. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned this again.
Yeah.
Keith's philosophy is that if an athlete, if an athlete doesn't do well that day, he leaves them alone. Mm-hmm. And he deals with it the next day. And some coaches, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you got your challenges, you know, with the psychology and knowing how to deal with them and all that kind of thing. I know that you know how to deal with them.
No two athletes are the same.
Yeah.
And,
never.
Yeah. And you have to know how hard to push them. You have to know when to let off. Mm-hmm. And you have to know when to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all coming from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
The psychology behind all that, I think you have to have that relationship over
the
years.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm. Over the years that you will know, you know, who is who and what you need to do to motivate them. But when they're doing bad, I think...
When they're not doing good.
They're not doing as well. Let me just put it this way.
He's going to say that.
Yeah, I got that right. I don't bite my tongue, but... is one or two of them that want to push them.
Yeah.
And so
we're looking forward to be pushed, yes.
Or what I'll do is I will tell them, scratch the next row. Don't take the attempt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just to get their composure back together. Keyshawn is one of them. If he throws bad, step him off.
Mm-hmm.
If he has another 2-3 throws to go, just let him take a break on one. Rima's one of those who going after it every time.
I learn something new every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have something what we call reverse salute.
Mm-hmm.
That means that's done with.
Uh-huh.
Don't look back.
Yeah. On to the next.
Okay. Your
that's a good psychology.
With the parents, the family. I'm talking
relationship?
About. Relationship, yes.
I have great parents, man. Hmm. And I involve them more than the kids. Because I feel that, you know, if you don't have that bond with your parents, you won't get as much out of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I need them to push them when they're not with me to make sure that they do the right things. I have a coaching plan right now where the younger ones, they have to send me videos on a regular basis.
Okay.
And if they don't send me the videos, I have to penalize them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I make a joke of the parents. If they bring the kids late, they have to bring their tennis because they can run laps for the kids.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I need that.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I don't have a kid right now, but hey, can I come back? By the way, you have a schoolmate telling you hello. Ron Demerit.
Oh, yeah. Vox Vincetti.
Vox said to big you up.
Yeah, what's up?
Big up.
Yeah, so, I'm glad where we are right now with throws, and I think we're making a huge, huge headway for having probably 3 to 4 athletes represent us at the Olympics, the next Olympics.
Boy.
Which is big. That's huge.
3 years.
Yeah.
So let's spin the World Championships and the year in between to really get to that Olympic Games.
Yeah. So right now, Serena is the closest. She's about 2 meters away. And I think she will be there no matter what. And it's just making sure.
Definitely, and not to interrupt you, but when you see the physique of Serena, and I look at the shot putter who just broke the world record, mm-hmm. USA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The physique. She definitely has the height and the physique to take anything on the field far.
Now, keep in mind, the last chance meet,
she did break a record. Yeah, exactly.
She broke the national record.
That's right.
Again, and
that's
she was very close at qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
So it was certain things that was overlooked, and I think it's going to be corrected this year.
Mm-hmm.
And a very humble athlete,
yes,
too.
Man, sweet person.
Tiffany Hanna, too. Was Tiffany Hanna a part of your Blue Chips?
No,
or no, she was under.
She was
Godfrey.
With Dawn.
Okay, she was with Dawn. Okay.
Yeah, she was with Dawn.
Okay.
Who is Dawn, by the way?
Dawn Johnson.
Or Dawn. Oh,
which Woodside.
Yeah. Understood.
Woodside.
Yeah. 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 DAWN. Yeah. I would think, but DON. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I thought Tiffany would stay with it this year, but, you know, she is all brain.
That's right. That's a brainiac.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I don't think she could balance that with what she's doing now.
She did well, though. She
did
well as a student athlete, definitely.
Yes. And her and Acacia was going back and forth, breaking the weight throw record. So, you know, I mean, we have a lot of good athletes coming up.
Yes.
And I tell some folks, I have 4 more years in this thing. But
four?
That's all?
Yeah.
You have to stay around a little longer
than that. No, man. I'm prepping some of my former athletes
to start
coaching again.
That's
The ones that I have within that 4 years will be way better than Keyshawn and way better than Remo.
So how do you feel? I think we, Alfie, we talked about this on one of the shows some weeks ago where I had mentioned that there was a Sunday when Naughty has his sports show on Sundays, and he was talking about, you know, the Bahamas needs more camps like Jamaica and all of that.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned that, you know, I would have liked to get into his call, but I was on my way to church. Just to say that I find that for us coaches, for Bahamian coaches, it is all about getting our students to university to get something, to get that paper for themselves and to get an opportunity. And I'm going to throw in football, Alfie. I'm sorry, but the young guy right now, Michael Strawn. If you haven't seen that clip about him talking about his parents coming to watch him this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
At his, this is the first
you
time.
You see every clip, eh?
Oh, listen, yeah, so I watch all sports. I tell you that, I watch all sports.
So it's the first time they'll be able to see him.
That is the sacrifice, exactly. That is the sacrifice that, you know, coaches and parents sometimes put into their children. And I think for us, while we might not
Are they out of Grand Bahama?
Yes.
It sounds like, out of Grand Bahama. But while we might not invest in the camps and all of that, that they're sponsored by the Pumas and the Nikes and all of that in these different countries, even in Europe, what we do see is that the coaching programs here focus the children on getting in a university. And I think that is our graduation program.
Yes.
And you have to give kudos to that.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that?
Well, again, that's one of the reasons why I started the camp, was to make sure that, you know, coaches see talent. And, of course, with Coach Schmidt coming here, she took Tajnay, she took Andira,
Andira,
and she took Latia.
Mm-hmm.
So that paid off.
Yeah.
And, of course, word of mouth, you know.
Goes far.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Acacia ended up at UNLV, which was a school that competed against Fresno State. And from there, when coaches looked at April's status, they saw names, and they kept those names.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how things just got from A to B.
That's right.
That's what they do. That's their business. You know about that.
So the main thing is, you know, with this COVID right now, that put a damp on a lot of things. Now, you know, I was excited this year to know that I had 7 athletes went off to school.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos,
7 out of 7.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a great jump.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that right now we can start camps for the middle distance. I think that's one of the areas of track and field that needs attention right now.
You should hear Sam Williams again. I said, Sam, I talk about it on the radio. I don't have sufficient time to go and do this and the next thing, you know, but that's important.
Yeah.
Alfie, I need to get this cleared up. Carrington, Coach Maycock, you have one of your supporters, your schoolmate, saying he beat you in discus. How is that possible?
That never happened. Who's that?
We're going to leave that right there.
Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's,
exactly.
Listen, When I was in the 10th grade, they made me throw against the 12th graders because it wasn't fair to the 10th graders. And I still beat the 12th graders. So tell Box to sit down. The only thing he's going to beat me in is probably softball.
So what I want you to do...
One of the best coaches here.
What I want you to do is Coach Maycock has poured out his soul this evening. And I'm sure somebody wants to call in and ask him a question. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line is none other. You don't need to text. Just call Coach Maycock. And while you are waiting for that, we're just going to just have a short break and call Coach Maycock.
Yeah, I am.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up a Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Hello, I'm Jermaine Kemp, a patient care assistant at Sunland Rehabilitation Center. I am one of many standing proudly on the front line of healthcare during the global COVID-19 pandemic, and I am vaccinated. I made the decision to get the AstraZeneca vaccine after attending information session. To learn more about it, I felt it was important to ensure that I did not spread the COVID-19 to my family, friends, and most importantly, my patients. My patients depend on me for their care, and I consider it a privilege to serve. I invite you to join me in keeping our clients, colleagues, and community safe by choosing to be vaccinated. We can do this, Bahamas. Together, we can beat COVID-19 one vaccination at a time.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are now talking about birthdays. And on the 19th of this month will be the birthday of none other Silbert Cooper. And Silbert was in my Rotary Club. And when I decided that I wanted to try Congress Plank, when I decided that I wanted to play the guitar after my B3A's event was over, 1997. Silver told me, go out to, what's his name, at all the way at the Kedar Institute, going out west. Mm-hmm. That's Robin Roberts' brother. Robin Roberts' brother. And and he is...
The Kedar Institute?
Yeah, the Kedar, he's one of the best. It's unbelievable, his talent. Unbelievable. He's done all kinds of things, and he's been all over the world. As a matter of fact, he's been in the place in Boston. I forget the name of the place that he's in, but he is just talented. So, Sedgwick Cooper, he was in my Rotary Club, and I got involved with him otherwise.
His birthday is today?
No, it's going to be the 19th, okay. Just in advance, because the 19th is... coming up soon.
Yes, it is.
And then we have Claudette Cookie Allens. You all know her. No, she does all of the, she does exactly. Super wash. Yeah, right. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Gun does everything.
Yeah, and then Gwen Knowles. That's Ronnie Knowles' ride, and she is from Detroit.
Okay.
And then we're talking about Patricia Francis. Her father was the big man here at the Guardian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big man at the Guardian. And then Austin Seeley.
Who doesn't know Austin Seeley?
And then right after, I need to use that name, none other than Beverly Wallace Whitfield.
Oh, my sorrow.
They have the same birthday.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Still going strong.
Still going strong. That's, I mean, right. That's unbelievable.
And she does not sit down for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So happy birthday, Sora Beth.
And then there's some other people that you should know. Well, of course, Karani James.
Mm-hmm.
The four people tend, some people even forget that when we win the 4x4, he won the 400
in
London.
Yes, he did.
And he had, I forget.
Graves' disease.
Graves' disease.
He has
Graves,
yeah.
And he's from Grenada.
Not similar to what.
Yeah, the lady with the long.
Gail Devers.
Yeah,
Gail Devers.
Yeah.
That's when she took her step back in the sport as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she suffered from Graves.
Yeah. And then, the young man who they say I look like, Ed Moses, his birthday. The first of the month. No, both of them are the first of the month.
Right.
No, I've been, so I got the opportunity to meet him, me and Pancho, at the Florida Relays.
Okay.
He was running the 400 hurdles for the very first time.
Really?
Yes. And we went to their, to this party.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Kappa man.
Uh-huh.
This was in March. And in July, he was the world champion.
Wow.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. Very smart. I'm trying to remember the school that he went to, but very smart.
Okay.
So I go to Rome. I go to Rome. This fella came on the side of me. He said he wants my...
autograph.
Autograph. I say, I ain't Ed Moses. So he said, for my daughter. So I signed it. Good
no,
luck.
You didn't.
Ed Moses.
No.
What was I was supposed to do? Deny him? So me and no.
That's
Ed is definitely taller than me.
Exactly. He
so
is.
I joke with Ed. I say, Ed, this fella was bothering me so much. I have decided.
Oh my
good
goodness.
Luck, Ed Moses.
Oh my goodness.
And we've been here and there and all of that. One of the Olympics, I think it was in Sydney.
Uh-huh.
He didn't come around. He said, no, he's a regular person. And he wanted to just come and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the person, I forget the name of the organization they do with athletes. Every year they do something on athletes. I'm trying to remember the name of it now.
You're talking about the World Athletics or IAAF?
It is a group that happens with some of the best athletes every year. I haven't heard anything about it recently. Yeah.
Okay. But it's similar like a camp.
No, not a camp. They organize it. A big celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's in I don't think it's in Monaco. I think it's someplace else.
Okay. Not aware.
That
not,
they have
no.
those things. Yeah.
Okay.
You should know about it. It's a talk. It's a talk.
I need to go look for that, Alfie.
Yeah, it's a talk.
We need to go there, Coach Maker.
Yeah. So,
once you're grown involved.
So, Ed Moses. And the next one who had a birthday is Greg Foster.
Okay.
I've had him on the show. Greg Foster is the first person he ran. He won 3 consecutive 110 hurdles. 3.
Oh,
the one in, the first one in Helsinki.
Mm-hmm.
The second one in Rome, and the third one in Tokyo. Not in the Olympics now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the
correct.
World Championship.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's had all kind of challenges in life. You feel bad about it. The story is something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ain't doing that well, and then he's doing well. He was supposed to come down here around Christmas time. He wanted just to get away
mm-hmm.
and all of that kind of thing. And I really continue to pray that he is here and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then we were talking about, we said, there is a Keith Saunders from Eleuthera. He was the person in charge of sports at the Ministry of Education.
Oh, I know Keith.
Yeah, you know Keith.
Yeah.
And guess what? His brother worked over at Atlantis. What's the name of the place just near to Atlantis? That opened them, would stay at certain times.
Ocean Club?
The Ocean Club, he was there. And he was my clan, we were close. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We go down to Sydney, and he wanted some tickets. And I was trying to get him the tickets. He said he's straight. Close with the Williams girls.
Serena knows.
Yeah, Serena okay. them. Okay. Serena them. And what he told me is that one of the things I wanted to do is go to New York at the event that happens at the beginning or the end of
the tennis August, tournament?
The tennis tournament.
Right, not Wimbledon.
And he knew the people who were involved in it. Just tell him, you know. Uh-huh. And there was somebody on television that looked like me. Tell him because they... Alfred, I see you. You got a hat on and everything else. He know the fella. Looks like me with the hat, but it ain't me. Oh, you know, that
gosh.
Kind of thing.
Oh,
but
gosh.
That's one of the things I wanted.
Your infamous hat.
Yeah, no, coming from someplace in Europe at one point.
Okay.
We stopped there and stayed at this particular hotel that they have their event. But, you know, when you come from Europe, a lot of times what happens is that you got to get home. You can't, you know, you got to get home.
Keep moving.
Yeah. And so there is a young man. You can't miss this. We're talking about Jill Ferrier, client of mine. Joey Finneson, that is my Oscar's son.
Happy birthday.
And he is very, you know. Well, of course, should have been last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's my nephew, Basil Christie. Basil Christie does the
Special Olympics and all of that.
Yeah, but blood.
Uh-huh.
Man, Basil was—he looked like he wasn't doing well. Man, Basil started talking about, oh, he's fantastic with this. He said, and I nearly 100. He said, man, you know, get the blood. That is so important. And then guess who's after
Basil?
That's Chandra Sterb.
Okay, yeah, she actually, it's just gone, though.
Exactly. Remember the week. Guess who else?
Stevie Gardner. That's right.
And then you talk about Clinton Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
He and Naomi Taylor, very good, very good. Okay. Oh, we have a call. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, who may this be?
Good evening, Hawk Finneson.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Okay, this is your neighbor next door, the insurance place.
Talk.
Okay, I am talking some good distance running, you know. I think that's one of our problems. That's where we get beat out a lot at the Olympics, but, you know, a grifter and stuff like that, because we really don't have no runners who could run more than, say, the 800. And from the 800 up, there's nobody else to do distance. I mean, you got O'Neill there in Kenya. He's training. I hope when he comes back, he take up training and getting folks, you know, to prepare them for Olympics or, you know, from the 5,000 up.
Well, let me say this. It is a work of love. You really have to be dealing with these athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me say this. When you go to the Nigeria side, they have sprinters.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Kenya, they got distance runners. Now and then you have a fast, you know, that kind of thing. So it's the difference of the twitch.
Yes, because right now, you know, we have about 40 of us now preparing, you know, for the the Boston Marathon. You know, we can do it virtual.
Excuse me.
That's Tony Longley.
He's
you're
in
my neighbor.
In the same room.
You're my neighbor?
Well, next door, the insurance place, Atlantic Medical.
Atlantic Medical is what he's talking about.
Yes. You know me, you picked me up sometime and I should be going to work to drop me off.
Anyhow, my humble apology.
No problem.
Calling at this time. And producer will let us talk a little bit more. So thank you so very much.
Okay,
my dear.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to Tony. Thank you. And then those were the
birthdays.
Those are the birthdays. I think they are all the birthdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are all the birthdays. And then we talk about debts. Mm-hmm. And the debts, Bishop. This lady called this evening to this same, not this show, the uh-huh. show before.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the man is Bishop Cephas Ferguson. Oh man, they do rally in the alley. Okay, they're from the he used to be at the prison,
okay.
And they're at Church of God of Prophecy, rally in the alley. As a matter of fact, his son came on the show once or twice with me.
Okay.
And then the Cuban, Roberto Hernandez, 400-meter runner.
400-meter
runner. One of the best.
Yep.
He passed now. Yeah. Mm. He passed. And then I have somebody who I taught mathematics and finance. And his name is Andrew Sweeting.
I know, I know of Andrew. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
He just passed. One of the things I wanted to say, or two things I wanted to say. Number one, you know, the Bahamas is something else, and we tend to forget how good we are in the Bahamas. We really forget how good we are in the Bahamas. But you all ever heard of Paul Mares?
Of who?
Paul Mares. M-E-E-R-S.
No.
Well, there's a Josephine. There is a Josephine. What's Josephine? She's in Paris. I'm trying to remember her first name now. I mean, that name. But he danced with her in Paris.
Who did?
Paul Mares.
Oh, Paul Mares. Okay, gotcha.
You all know Keats, eh? Chicken Shack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Mares' place was right down there. He had a theater and everything. His cousin of mine, we lived in the valley. And when that fire, the place burned down, our cousin took us there. It is something else that we were there to see that burned down. Mm. But Paul Mares. You know, and we have other Bahamians all over the place. There's a Williams fella. And, you know,
who just passed, exactly. Michael Williams, the actor.
No, not that one. This one in the early, no, in the early turn of the century, I think. But guess where he's buried? St. Matthew's. And guess who is related to? You know, the Williams family? What's right down the road?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, Cindy Williams does.
The Williams
yeah, Cindy
family
Williams.
And the Bartletts and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Charles Carter was the one who always talked about these people. And when I was going someplace, there it is. I saw the thing in the papers and I, right on the front page now, I got one for me and one for Charles Carter. What I am saying is that Bahamians are all over the place.
Oh, yes, we are.
And
all over the world.
We don't appreciate
all over the world. I just spoke to a classmate of mine, Salfius, that graduated with me from SAC. He's a doctor in Australia.
Oh.
Sitting on the medical board.
Wow.
And he graduated from St. Augustine's. You know, and he that's where he is. So we have Bahamians in every form and fashion all over the world. It's something we should be proud
I'm
of,
doing
too.
Very well.
Yes, you know. Should be very proud.
And there's one thing you can't find any place in the world otherwise. And guess what is that?
Junkadoo.
Not nothing else.
And good cum salad.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Ali. And my words to you is that do what you need to do. Everybody should vote.
That's your right.
Whoever you want to vote for, vote.
That's right.
Don't let anybody try to, you know, say don't do this, don't do that, the next thing. If nobody votes, what happens? It makes a difference with a country.
Yes, it does.
Thank you ever so much. Next week, we will have another show. We'll see what happens next week. Thank you ever so much.
Have a great weekend. Okay, and have a safe election.
Yes.